When tomato meets smoke, you get the ultimate stuffed tomato recipe. With tomatoes readily available most any time of the year, I've got a great recipe for a stuffed tomato that is healthy on the body and waistline. But before stuffing these tomatoes, I'm going to introduce them to smoke on my gas grill equipped with wood chunks in cherry and maple for an added depth of flavor that works so well with acidic tomato. Get to the farmer's market, grocery store, or your own garden and pick out some large tomatoes. Then meet me at the grill kitchen for this great recipe. No time at all, prep, then grill. For this recipe, you want to be sure you pick or purchase firm tomatoes so they can hold up to the heat when being wood-fired. I've selected 6 tomatoes of about equal size to ensure that these will be ready at the same time. Preheat your grill and include a smoker box of wood chunks. Mine holds 3 double fillet chunks sourced from Smokin'Licious using a 2-zone grilling setup. Place the smoker box on the side of the grill that is lit. While the grill is heating up and the chunks have a chance to start smoldering, return to the kitchen and cut the top off each tomato. Using the knife blade, scrape the membranes and seeds free. Then using a spoon, scoop out the inside of the tomato. I like to save the inside for adding to sauces or even a rice dish. Once all tomatoes are clean, place on a tray with equal spacing and add the tray to the unlit side of the grill. You should see the wood chunks smoking steadily at this point. Tasting notes. There is no rule regarding the type of wood you should use for the smoking. Just be sure it is only hardwood and not a completely dried out piece of wood, or you'll find it will burn up almost immediately. Remember, you want smoke, not flames, from the wood. Bringing health to stuffing. With the tomatoes cleaned and deseeded, they now will tenderize on the gas grill equipped with the smoker box of wood chunks. I prefer to use wood chunks in my smoker box to produce a more steady and longer duration of smoke vapor. While the tomatoes are grilling, I begin on the filling. Taking 3 cans of all-white albacore tuna, I drain these and place the tuna in a bowl. To that, I add 1/4 cup thawed peas, 1/4 cup medium grated Swiss cheese, 1/3 cup pesto, and fresh ground pepper. Mix all this together until it just binds. If needed, add additional pesto. Now, we're ready to stuff the tomatoes, so back to the grill. After the tomatoes show some curling in of the cut top and the inside begins to dry a bit, it's time to remove the tomatoes from the grill and stuff them with our tuna pesto mixture. I like to mound these tomatoes high with filling and then add 2 thin slices of Swiss cheese to the tops. Back on the grill using the unlit side, grill lid down to allow the cheese to melt fully. Now, you're ready to serve. Today, mine are served with a curry ginger chicken drumstick, a simple recipe using a simple grilling technique that lets you enjoy the benefits of fresh tomato. Just think of all the other stuffing recipes you can use with these wood-fired tomato beauties. Tasting notes. I've used pesto in this recipe, but you can certainly make a traditional tuna salad using mayonnaise, onions, pickle, etc. Essentially, whatever you like with your tuna, and of course, you can design other fillings other than tuna. What's your favorite stuffed tomato recipe? Leave us a comment to opine and subscribe to get all our postings on tips, techniques, and recipes. Bringing innovation to wood-fired cooking with recipes, techniques, and the science behind the fire, smoke, and flavor. That's Smokin'Licious.